Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing all kinds of great problems. I mean, there is the threat of nuclear war by Russia. There is the ongoing slaughter going on in Ukraine. There is an economic problem that is extraordinarily profound for this country, which is the accumulation of national debt, which goes higher and higher and higher. And the two parties appear to be threatening each other with a kind of mutually assured destruction on the debt default. There is one voice that I want to applaud. It's a voice in the Wall Street Journal. It's not the newspaper itself yet, but they should move in this direction. Someone who is talking about a need to move in a more constructive direction, actually to do something about the debt at the same time that you're doing something to raise the debt ceiling and to avoid a default and the catastrophes associated with it. Paul Ryan, who is a friend and who I greatly admire, and I think history will remember as a very successful Speaker of the House. He was responsible for the best legislative achievement of the Trump administration, that big Trump tax cut of 2017, which was one of the best things that the president did. In any event, Paul Ryan now says that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are jeopardizing the security of the United States. How? By playing games with the idea of this national debt, which is getting more and more serious. We will get to that in just a moment, but first, a triumphal proclamation by Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, about what she considers to be one of the Biden administration's greatest achievements. Listen, this is clip 9.
The cabinet is majority people of color for the first time in history. The cabinet is majority female for the first time in history. A majority of White House senior staff identify as female. 40% of White House senior staff identify as part of the racially diverse communities. And a record 7 assistants to the president are openly LGBTQ+. So, again, this is something that the president prides himself on.
Yeah, hooray. What I love, she said the cabinet, a majority of White House senior staff identify as female.
Identify as part of the racially diverse community.
And then they identify as part of the racially diverse. The idea that people identify as female, again, this part of the political correctness and the wokeness that could end up losing Joe Biden the presidency, if he runs for re-election. And this at a time when there are more and more commentaries suggesting that people who know him very well are talking about him not running for re-election. Here's the fascinating thing to me, is when people talk about Joe Biden's hesitation, it's not because he's worried about his health. He just had a good doctor's exam, and like most men, and I think this is something we all tend to take our good health for granted and to think that we're healthier than we really are. And that's a fairly common development, certainly for someone who has been a politician for such a very, very long time. But the real reason that Biden apparently is at least considering leaving the presidential race but hasn't made that decision yet is because there's no answer as to who follows him. Once upon a time, in a normal situation, if the president pulled out, the vice president would be his natural successor. But they read the polls just like everybody else. They watch Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris at the Munich Security Conference, and basically every job to which she's been assigned, she's been disappointing. And it's not that she would necessarily lose the nomination, but that she might. And the one thing that Democrats understand is that they have, if right now, with the assumption that Joe Biden will be the nominee and will have very little challenge for that nomination, they can feel that they have an advantage going forward as opposed to the Trump side, where Trump is not at all a sure thing to win the nomination. Now, he may win it, he may not. But they've already talked about lots and lots of challengers to President Trump. They're all there. They're out there. They're listed, for instance, in the New York Times in that interchange that they have all the time between Bret Stephens and Gail Collins. And what they list this time is they say basically that the people who are running for the Republican nomination, Bret Stephens says, "Hi, Gail, I know you've been keen to handicap, figuratively, but maybe also literally, the emerging field of Republican presidential hopefuls. First Donald Trump, now Nikki Haley, and soon possibly a fellow Palmetto State Republican, Senator Tim Scott. That's on top of the probable runs of Ron DeSantis, Mike Pompeo, and Mike Pence, and possibly Brian Kemp of Georgia, Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and Chris Christie of New Jersey. That doesn't even include Vivek Ramaswamy, who just announced his candidacy." Okay, so who would they even list as Democrats? In other words, who are the alternatives to President Biden other than the vice president? And Kamala Harris is poison. The polls indicated. And she is... She is not a likely to have a smooth path to the nomination. But the question is, what's America's smooth path regarding where we are financially? In the same column by Bret Stephens and Gail Collins, Bret writes, "Gail, returning to the Biden presidency, you have the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office just reported that the federal government will take on nearly $19 trillion in new debt over the next decade. Doesn't that alarm you? $19 trillion in new debt? It should alarm anyone." She answers and she says, "Well, sure, and I hear it as a clarion call for tax reform, raising taxes on the people who can afford to pay more. Don't see any reason, for instance, that someone making $1 million a year is paying Social Security tax only on the first $160,000. I suspect you're hearing a somewhat different trumpet." Well, there is a somewhat different trumpet about the long-term history of debt in the United States. And a suggestion from William Galston in the Wall Street Journal of what actually can be done about it. And that kind of action is necessary soon. And basically, before we hit the absolute debt ceiling in June, it could be July, but it's coming up here at the end of February. Broadcasting today from Zihuatanejo in Mexico, we will be coming up more on how you actually can solve this debt crisis and what you can do to try to put America on a more healthy path. We'll also be reviewing the Jesus Revolution, I, Mordechai, and a film with Jim Gaffigan, very well known as a comedian, but it's not a funny film at all. It's called Linoleum. That and more all coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
There you go.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, are you feeling tall, old, and tired and out of sorts? It could be your immune system speaking out to you, calling out and saying your body has just too much acid. Your stomach may be upset, acid indigestion, you can't eat foods that you really love. Well, Balance 7 can change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. It also helps to reduce heartburn dramatically and also can help with joint discomfort. This is all natural ingredients, which is a relief. Go to michaelmedved.com click on the banner for Balance 7. I use the code MEDVED and you get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Or you can call them at 800-793-9039. That's Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED for $15 off. 800-793-9039. Okay, relief for the federal debt is tougher. And William Galston, who at one time was an advisor to Bill Clinton, and he has not been a partisan Democrat or an extreme liberal. In fact, William Galston is interesting to read because he's one of those people who plays it right up the middle. But he writes this: when Bill Clinton took office in January 1993, government debt held by individuals and private institutions, foreign and domestic, amounted to 46.8% of U.S. gross domestic product. After four consecutive budget surpluses in his second term, thank you, Newt Gingrich, the budget debt had fallen to 32.7% by the end of 2000, and it remained at roughly this level for the next 7 years until the onset of the Great Recession. In other words, Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, the Republicans and Democrats working together, cut the national debt in half as a percentage of the gross domestic product. Now, part of that was because they had such good growth of the gross domestic product, and they were able, with that good growth, to cut the percentage of the debt as applied to our GDP because the GDP was growing so much. During the next decade, the debt continued to rise under presidents of both parties. That would be President Obama and President Trump, reaching 79.2% by the fourth quarter of 2019 under President Trump. So that is three times what it was at the beginning for President Clinton. And the federal government under both Presidents Trump and Biden has responded to the pandemic with record levels of spending on individuals, families, businesses, public institutions, hospitals, and state governments. As these policies wound down at the end of 2022, debt held by the public had surged to 97%, which is 97% of our gross domestic product. That's how much we owe. And that is compared to 33% at the end of Clinton's administration. It's incredible. Enter the Congressional Budget Office. In the latest 10-year budget analysis released last week, CBO projected large and rising budget deficits as far as the eye can see. Debt held by the public will increase by an eye-popping $22 trillion from $24.3 trillion in 2022 to $46.4 trillion in 2033. And the debt-to-GDP ratio will rise by more than 20 points. Now, some people believe this increase doesn't matter. Doesn't matter much for the economy or average families, but the evidence suggests otherwise. For one thing, this increase will trigger a debt spiral in which the U.S. must borrow more and more money just to pay the interest on its debt. For another, increases in the national debt tend over time to increase long-term interest rates, which slows economic growth. A recent analysis by Lukasz Rachel and Larry Summers found that each percentage point increase in the debt-to-GDP ratio raises interest by 3.5 basis points, which is a very serious matter. If that's correct, the 20-point increase in store for us over the next decade will raise interest rates by 0.7 of a percentage point, which will have a significant negative effect on investment and output and economic growth. The U.S. is in this sorry state for three main reasons. And this, it seems to me, is insightful and it's undeniably true. Democrats spend money when they don't raise taxes. Republicans cut taxes when they don't cut spending. and the aging population exerts steady upward pressure on spending for Social Security and Medicare. Here's what I would do, he writes, to prevent the debt spiral. And this is actually worth paying good attention to because it's so commonsensical. He says, first, stop the bleeding by agreeing to prevent the debt-to-GDP ratio from increasing over the next decade. This would mean reducing the projected $22 trillion debt accumulation by about $7.5 trillion during this period. Second, put everything on the table. If Republicans continue to insist that tax increases are off the table while Democrats proclaim that Social Security and Medicare are untouchable, negotiations won't go anywhere. Third, establish some guiding principles. Mine are simple. Do no harm to low-income and working-class families. Do not allow the burdens on upper-income households to be lighter than for those further down. And within these constraints, orient the federal budget to maximize the rate of economic growth that can be sustained over time. Take Social Security. And here he's touching the untouchable subject, but he's doing it, seems to me, sensibly. Take Social Security. My principles would imply, first, that individuals who earned at or below the median income during their working lives, that's most Americans, shouldn't face a cut. Second, there should be no structural changes, such as increasing the retirement age, that would have a disproportionate effect on low and moderate income earners. And third, higher income earners should not pay Social Security taxes at a lower effective rate than those earning less. Right now, individuals making $150,000 pay about $9,300 annually in Social Security taxes, an effective rate of 6.2%. Those making $400,000 pay about $9,900, an effective rate of 2.5%. In other words, instituting a Social Security flat tax that applies the same rate to income at every level would go a long way towards stabilizing the program for the long term, and benefit cuts limited to upper income recipients could finish the job. A stabilized system would give businesses what they need most to grow, a stable, predictable set of rules that enables them to plan and invest for the future. Seems to me a good idea. Anybody out there with the political courage to put it forward? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with people saying there's no stopping Joe Biden from running again. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Alex Murdaugh claims the death of his wife and son are connected to a fatal boat accident a year ago.
Or people who did what I saw on June the 7th. They hated Paul Murdaugh and they had anger in their heart.
Before his death, son Paul Murdaugh was charged for crashing a boat in 2019 while drunk, killing one of his passengers. Consumer sentiment is improving for the third straight month. The University of Michigan's final reading of February edged up 3% from January, while the short-term economic outlook improved for most Americans. The survey noted considerable uncertainty over inflation. Lawsuits against Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, are increasing quickly. The Ohio-based law firm Johnson & Johnson has filed a class-action lawsuit against the railroad. Dave Collins, USA News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I do believe that it is important that when the negotiators finally do sit down and get to work at raising the debt ceiling and actually making some progress in reducing the long-term growth of the national debt, that when they do that, they keep in mind some of the history of the United States. One of the things that I've talked about in one of my history programs, which I think is really important, is most Americans don't understand what happened to this country. In other words, we know, most people know, that we fought the revolution over a few extra pennies in taxes. And yes, it wasn't just the pennies in taxes, it was the principle of the thing, no taxation without representation. And yet people care deeply about the ability of people to live their own lives without the government taking away big chunks of what they had earned and produced. And how did we go from that revolution to a situation where there are now people in the United States who, honestly, when you combine state taxes with federal taxes, end up paying half of what they earn, half of what they make to the government? This is what? Does that mean that the government owns half of your labor? That half of you is a slave to a federal and a state bureaucracy? I mean, how absurd that is. By the way, this is a chance for you to find out about that history. We have a special history program about the origins of the American tax system. And how did it get so far off track when people traditionally in this country have cared deeply about keeping taxes under control. That's part of what you'll get from the whole MedVet History Store library, the complete library, over 100 hours of fascinating stories and facts and inspiration about this great country, is now 75% off at the MedVet History Store. Just go to the MedVet History Store, take advantage of our President's Day sale, which has been extended to include today and the weekend. So check it out at MedVetHistoryStore.com. One of the things that we also talk about there is splitting apart the United States, which we've tried. It was tried by South Carolina back in 1832. It was tried by the New England states in 1815. Most people don't know about that, but they should. They didn't like the War of 1812, and they talked about separating from the rest of the country. But it then happened with 700,000 dead people in 1861-1865. And now Marjorie Taylor Greene, the esteemed Congress lady from the state of Georgia, appearing on Fox News, talked about her national divorce, the idea that red states, Republican states, should secede from the Union. Here is MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's the problem and where we are today. And in my life, in my world, all of my friends are regular Americans. Everyone I talk to is sick and tired and fed up of being bullied by the left, abused by the left, and disrespected by the left. And our ideas, our policies, our ways of life have become so far apart that it's just coming to that point. And the last thing I ever want to see in America is a civil war. No one wants that. At least everyone I know would never want that, but it's going that direction, and we have to do something about it. We're also a nation, a crumbling nation. We're a nation in distress. Our government is in complete failure, over $34 trillion. We are on the verge of default, and we have to do something about that. But that was the right and the left that did that to the American people on their own. But the Democrats never stop pushing their policies, their ideas, and their culture on Republicans and the right, and we are so sick and tired of it.
Okay, first of all, she used the term regular Americans. Who does she believe is not a regular American? I mean, seriously, what does she have in mind? Don't you live surrounded by regular Americans? I feel that I do, and I think that most people feel that they do. And the idea that you have to be a Republican to be a regular American, and that your identity as a Republican and as a Democrat should lead your state to separate from the Union, I mean, how ridiculous is that? And then what happens if, let's say, her state of Georgia, which is, by the way, a swing state. I mean, take a look what happened. First of all, Governor Brian Kemp did well, but he did well because he stood up to Trump. But Trump, at the very best, came close to winning. He was 12,000 votes behind. And so where does Georgia go, MTG? Does Georgia stay with the Union? Does it stay with the federal government in Washington, D.C.? Or does it go off to this neo-Confederacy that she's talking about? And the notion that partisan differences between left and right, between Republicans and Democrats today, are so profound that you can't function together in the same country, that's exactly why we have checks and balances, and we have our Congress set up, and we have the brilliant Constitution we do that is able to accommodate 13 colonies that were very different from one another, and to accommodate differences on every issue, yes, including abortion. Steve Ratner, who's chairman and chief executive officer of Willett Advisors and has been a veteran commentator and an advisor to people on both parties, he actually was on MSNBC talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene's concept of a national divorce. Listen, clip 14.
If this hypothetical were to happen, if Marjorie Taylor Greene were to get her wish and these states were to secede, what are some of the practical real-world impacts it would have on those states?
Yeah, they would have huge sort of deficits, economic deficits. They wouldn't have money for their projects. They wouldn't have new bridges. They wouldn't have federal installations in their districts. They wouldn't have food stamps and they wouldn't have Medicaid to help cushion their residents against pretty extreme poverty. It would be a really tough and stupid economic decision. And again, the whole irony of this is you've got Republicans who oppose kind of almost every kind of federal spending who are the biggest beneficiaries of the federal spending that they oppose.
So in summary, a terrible idea for everyone involved.
And a hypocritical
one. Let's knock it off.
Terrible idea for everyone in those red states.
Well, it's a terrible idea for everyone involved. And what they're pointing to is one of those aspects. The new senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, wrote about this in Hillbilly Elegy. He grew up in southern central Ohio, and which he described as hillbilly country. And there are a lot of poor people in this country who are very dependent upon various government programs. And the government programs are, yes, sometimes funded disproportionately by wealthy people in California and in New York and in Massachusetts and other states that are very prosperous. And the idea that somehow the red states, that states like Ohio, which is increasingly a red state, and it's a wonderful dynamic state, and I love Ohio, and yes, that's terrific cities, and Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati and Dayton and more. But the point about this is that basically what allows America to work is the states complement each other. And the idea that they would draw up various tariffs or and what do you do about national defense? Because that's the one thing she's not talking about. The idea that the United States needs a military, and it needs military with recruits from Louisiana as well as from New Hampshire. Needs troops who are as much from Florida as they are from California. I mean, the whole idea of separating this country and making it less strong was one of the ideas that Abraham Lincoln gave his life to defeat. The Union forever. Or as Daniel Webster said, our federal union now and forever, one and inseparable. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show. Coming up, a review of a new movie called The Jesus Revolution and more, right here on the Medved Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month.
every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we are very much looking forward to spending Sabbath here with part of our family, with our son-in-law Mark and our daughter Shayna and their two beautiful and very adorable children. I think you've been hearing them in the background. Hallie, who's not a year yet, and Micah, who's two. And they are wonderful company, and it is amazing to be here in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. And I want to particularly thank rock star Greg Tomlin, who, after recovering from COVID, came in today to make this broadcast possible. And my son-in-law, Mark Jewell.
Time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher play best friends who've maintained their connection despite the 3,000-mile difference separating their homes in L.A. and New York, respectively. But when they swap houses and lives for a week, there's the unexpected possibility their relationship could be something more in Your Place or Mine, now streaming on Netflix.
You and I tell each other everything, right?
Always.
I think I may have met someone.
Or found myself thinking about her.
You have to tell her.
It's too late.
All you have to do is take a chance. I don't take chances. So what are you going to do?
Well, what she does do seems more inevitable and startling, but the likability of the well-played characters makes up for the predictable plot. Veteran character actor Steve Zahn is on hand to play Reese Witherspoon's eccentric neighbor, while Wesley Kimmel is winning as her maladjusted preteen son. It's rated PG-13 despite an emphasis on several sex scenes. 2.5 stars for Your Place or Mine.
And on the Michael Medved Show, coming up to the movies for this weekend or this week, there are a couple of interesting titles. Fanfare, Please, Maestro. Okay, maybe the biggest and most ambitious movie...
means that because you're of a certain race or of a certain gender or of a certain economic class, that you're inherently less than. That is the most insidious and destructive message, and that's why I've written my book, Agency, to empower young people to know that they can have pathways to power in their own lives, and they don't need to succumb to these oppressive ideologies.
Okay, so what is the most essential first step to encourage agency, to help young people on their pathway to power? And
yeah.
How do we take that as a society, not just as administrators for a very much needed and very valuable school such as you've taken on?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I'm actually doing, Michael, your viewers or listeners may be interested to know, we're actually developing a curriculum for how to cultivate agency. We're making it with American Enterprise Institute, and this will be free of charge to any teachers in the country who are seeking an innovative curriculum to answer the very question that you're asking. Because the very first part of cultivating agency in young people is first just establishing a self-belief. You know, I define agency as the force of your free will guided by moral discernment. The force of your free will guided by moral discernment, that we all have free will. We all have power to make the decisions. But the question is, how are you going to exercise that power? How are you going to wield your free will in such a way that you make positive decisions for yourself and your own community? And that's why in the book I write so strongly about these four pillars: family, religion, education, and entrepreneurship. That if you start with...
And on the Michael Medved Show, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I was just thanking the people involved for overcoming them. We were reviewing Jesus Revolution. It's a PG-13 film. It tells a true story of the origins of what later became known as the Calvary Chapel, which has literally hundreds of churches around the world today. And the acting is universally fine, and the passion of the faith that is displayed in the movies is very sympathetic. But they also portray human difficulties. The character played by Jonathan Rumi, the same guy who played Jesus in The Chosen, is Lonnie Frisbee, was a complicated character, and they show some of those complications in the film. For people with any interest in faith at all, or on the explosion of faith that was sort of centered in Southern California in the 1960s, late 60s and 70s, we'll find this film fascinating. It's rated PG-13 and it earns 3 stars. Another film is also has some religious elements. It's called I, Mordecai, but the I is a small case I, as an iPhone, and it's about a Holocaust survivor played by Judd Hirsch, Oscar nominee for The Fabelmans. Judd Hirsch is in South Florida, and he gets an iPhone from his son, played by Sean Astin. Listen.
This is my father, Mordecai.
Mordecai. Mordecai.
Mordecai. And this is the story...
Are you having trouble hearing or nothing?
I had trouble hearing, period.
...of how one small change...
The new iPhone.
...opened up his world.
I'll teach you.
I take lessons from my phone.
In ways he never imagined.
You're an 80-year-old man. Act like it.
Hello! This is first iPhone call.
Okay, the film is funny. It's touching. The performances are a little bit broad, a little bit of overacting, but it's fascinating because it's produced by a guy named Marvin Samuel, and he's a character in the film. And this is based upon his own father. It seems to capture the world of retirees and, in this case, Holocaust survivors in South Florida very well. And it's not rated officially, but it is because of problems with aging and some of the effects of aging. It is probably more appropriate for adults. It is not a kid's film. 2.5 stars for I, Mordecai, which is an incredibly ambitious, independent effort. And then there's a film called Linoleum. And Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, plays a small role in Jesus Revolution, but he's the star of Linoleum. He plays a guy whose father was a scientist, and he, Jim Gaffigan character, is a family man whose marriage is falling apart, but he has always dreamed of going up into space. And then there's a U.S. spacecraft that mysteriously crashes in his backyard, and he decides to try to use the parts for his own space travel. Listen.
My dad used to always say, there are two kinds of people in the world, Cameron. Astronomers and astronauts. Some look at the stars, others swim in them.
Einstein came up with the theory of relativity when he was 26.
You don't do what you're destined for.
It's not that simple.
It's not that simple.
Not that simple. You always tell yourself that.
Okay, this is a very touching film at some points. It's a very sad film. And it's listed as a science fiction comedy. There's almost nothing funny about it. It's incredibly depressing, and it's about a family basically falling apart, and about a family that may even have a mystical member who is not of this earth. Not to give anything away, but Linoleum... Jim Gaffigan is such a talented guy, and you usually get such a good-humored buzz out of his contributions. Not in this case. It's would be rated PG-13, 1.5 stars for Linoleum. Is it original? Yes. Is it audacious? Yes. Is it confusing? Well, you try to figure it out, and at least there will be some hefty conversations as that goes on. Coming up on Monday, we will talk about the direction of the presidential campaign and new developments that have happened already to help shape that campaign. Also, the question of where Ukraine...
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.